بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد. My most respected elders and dear brothers, over the last few days we have been discussing some pertinent and beautiful du'as and supplications of our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And indeed we understand that these du'as are the gateway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures, His obedience, His devotion, and all of those beautiful bounties that we seek from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And today, inshallah, we'll discuss a du'a which is something that we are all desirous of, which we all wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imbue our hearts with and engulf our hearts with it. And that is the du'a that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, Allahumma inni أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك. O Allah, I ask from you your love, and I ask from you the love of the one who loves you, and I ask from you the love of those actions that will bring me your love. So this entire dua, or these three parts of this dua, is centered around an overarching objective of our life, and that is the muhabbat, the love, and the ishq of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is such a quality and such a sifat that a person who attains the love of Allah, he has attained all his goals. He attains trust in Allah, he attains reliance in Allah, he attains obedience of Allah, he attains the bounties of Allah, because the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an overarching quality and emotion or bounty that contains all of the bounties of Allah Rabbul Izzat all in one. So, on one occasion, a companion, a sahabi, comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he asks him a question, Mata sa'a ya Rasulullah? When is Qiyamah going to come? Something that generally is asked today also, everyone wants to know when Qiyamah is coming, end of times. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam redirects the sahabi's attention and asked him, مَا أَعْتَدْتَ لَهَا? That you are asking when Qiyamah is coming, what preparation have you made for Qiyamah? In other words, Qiyamah is an appointed thing, it will come in its time. But as an individual, what preparation have I made for that Qiyamah, for my own end, for the end of my own life? So the Sahabi replied to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, that مَا أَعْتَدْتُ لَهَا مِنْ كَثِيرِ سِيَامٍ وَصَدَقَةٍ وَصَلَاتٍ. I have not prepared for Qiyamah in any big way. I'm an ordinary person. I haven't got a lot of charity in my account. I haven't got a lot of nafil salah, nafil fasting. I do my farz, I do my wajib, I do my basics. But there is one thing that I can claim to have, and that is uhibbu Allah wa rasulah. I have a very passionate love, an ardent love for Allah and His Rasul in my heart. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this from the sahabi, he told him that Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man will be with whosoever he loves. A man will be with whosoever he loves. Meaning in akhirat, in the hereafter, our companionship and our friendship will be with the ones who we kept love with, association with, for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the sahaba say, the companions, they say that there was no day more joyful for us than this day. This was one of the happiest days of our life, because we had realized and understood that we had the love of Rasulullah in our hearts. We love Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam today has given us that guarantee and that undertaking that we will be with who we love. And our love for Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is entrenched in our hearts. So that was a very happy day for them. And this is a glad tiding for every believer, that if we truly develop the love of Allah and love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts, inshallah, in the hereafter, Allah Rabbul Izzat will keep us in this very honorable company of the Anbiya, the messengers, and also in the ziyarat and in the visitation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the first part of the dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Allah, I'm asking you for your love. Grant me your muhabbat and your love and everything that comes with your love. Wa hubba may yuhibbuk. The second part of the dua, the love of that person who loves you. In other words, in order to attain love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there has to be some vehicle. There has to be some way or some road. So the gate to Allah's love is someone who has already developed Allah's love in his heart. Somebody who has recognized Allah. Somebody who has worked and developed and understood the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself.
like a principle of the world also, if we want to get expertise in something, then we go to the person who has already traversed the path. He has already qualified, he knows all the ins and outs of everything. And we learn from that person the different ways in which to acquire that particular field. So in the same way, as far as acquiring Allah's love is concerned, so we have the association with the ones who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will teach us and we will be able to learn the love of Allah from them. وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُ إِلَىٰ حُبِّكَ. And the love for those actions, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is acquired ultimately through action, through a person's effort also. A person cannot just be wishful and say, oh Allah, give me your love, and the love will come automatically. Effort has to be made. And then those actions will then lead a person onto the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the biggest gate, the main gate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love is Kitabullah, Rasulullah, and Rijalullah, Baytullah. This house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a place where Allah is found. The love of Allah is found here. The recitation of the book of Allah is found here. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are discussed here. So this is a place where a person finds Allah. So we turn to those avenues and those places where we will find the love of Allah, we will find the people of Allah, we will find the mention of Allah in His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in that way we will come into an environment, into an atmosphere where eventually the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to enter the heart and engulf the heart, and we will become the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So on this day of Friday, there are many opportunities in which we can seek to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The frequency for acceptance is much higher. It is the month of Ramadan. A person is in a state of fasting. A person who is fasting, it is mentioned that that person remains in a state of istijab. His duas are accepted. Why? As long as a person is fasting, it is mentioned by many mashayikh, a person is a wali of Allah. A fasting person is a wali, a friend of Allah. How is he a friend and a lover of Allah? Because he has asked, he has done what Allah has asked him to do. Allah has asked him to leave out certain things and to do certain things. So those things Allah has asked him to leave out, he has left out. And those things Allah has asked him to do, he is doing. And a person who leaves out what Allah asked him to do and does what Allah wants him to do, that person is a friend of Allah, he is in obedience of Allah. So the du'as of a fasting person are accepted. The du'as in Ramadan are accepted. The du'as on a Friday are accepted. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this dua in all our right today, inshaAllah. Grant us His love, grant us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ultimately accept us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.